B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more with Tom Petty. Free Fallin', it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Thanksgiving Eve, day before your big turkey day. And we have one of our favorite listeners. I mean, heck, he might be our favorite listener.
Yeah, for sure.
Dave from Arlington stopping by. Dave, you shouldn't have done this. You did not have to do it. Get closer to the mic.
I felt that you guys deserved a little something special on Thanksgiving.
That's so nice.
He is the Pied Piper.
He is the Pied Piper.
You get it?
I get it. I'm trying to ignore it.
But. No, wait.
It won't be ignored. It'll be up.
Dave brought about pies.
Yeah, and cupcakes.
To do that.
Well, I figured out this place, Lindell's, that I go by. I've been going there for like 35 years.
And not Mike Lindell's.
No.
Okay.
Lindell. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right.
I know be some crazy pies.
That'd be called my pies.
No. They're like known for their pies. They say they do like 50,000 pies or something at Thanksgiving.
What?
So that's all they do.
50,000 pies.
Yeah. And they sell them to all different stores everywhere.
So what'd you bring in?
I brought you
a little closer to my
request a pumpkin pie.
Well, it wasn't a request. I mean, if you're doing it.
When
Dave called, he said, what kind of pie do you like? Bob was very quick to answer, pumpkin.
I did not know. I said, well, Dave, you don't have to do pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Why don't you pump the brakes, okay? And then, come on.
Just happened to be pumpkin.
Okay. And for Brian and LBF?
LBF, I did blueberry. She wanted blueberry. So I did
blueberry. It was like, hey, blueberry, fun.
Nice.
So what they'll do, they say they go to a farm up in Maine somewhere, and they buy all the blueberries for the year for their blueberry pies.
I didn't know that.
So that's fresh blueberries.
Buyer's remorse there. Yeah.
I'd have to do a
little. Blue.
And for Brian?
Brian didn't want a pie, so I got him some cookies and some cupcakes.
Oh, you're the best.
Gluten-free stuff?
Yeah, I couldn't
That's okay.
manage that, but I figured his kids might be able to eat.
Yeah, the kids, they get
to
eat.
Oh, my kids hate sweets.
That'll be great. I can't wait to look at those.
Yeah. No, my pleasure. You know, something.
Best.
You guys make our day every day of the week, so once a couple days a year, we can make yours. That's a wonderful thing.
Wow.
That is so nice.
Number one listener right there.
Yeah.
Anybody out there want to top that?
Pumpkin.
Good luck.
Pumpkin, blueberry, cupcakes.
Well, we got dessert covered. If you got a turkey, bring a turkey by today. We're still hungry.
Dave, thanks for coming by. Yeah. You're the best. You really are.
My pleasure.
All right, we got to do some dirty laundry, LBF. Here we go.
All right. Who's going to space? I'm going to tell you in one second, but this is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. So, I mentioned that I loved the movie Tick, Tick, Boom. And the guy who stars in it is Andrew Garfield, who was Spider-Man, and among other things.
Little guy.
Anyway, he's very, I love him. He's very sensitive in this movie, and he's very sensitive in real life, too. I watched this clip. He went on to Stephen Colbert's show. His mother just died. And he's been dealing with that in addition to filming this. And he was talking about grief. And he's like, so Stephen Colbert asked her about his mom, and he started to choke up. And he said, you know, I love talking about her. So, by the way, if I cry, it's only a beautiful thing. This is all the unexpressed love, the grief that will remain with us until we pass, because we never get enough time with each other, no matter if someone lives until 60, 15, or 99. And so he said, so I hope this grief stays with me, because it's all the unexpressed love that I didn't get to tell her. And I told her every day. We all told her every day she was the best of us, which I just think was the loveliest.
Do you know how old she was?
I think she was in her
'cause he's
60s.
Young. Yeah, he's a young guy.
But, just to sort of like, you know, no one talks about grief. They kind of avoid that situation, especially in these talk shows and stuff. But it was one of the loveliest sort of expressions and sort of homage to his mom, too. Yeah. And I think a lot of people were touched by it. People are talking about it.
He's British. They're just better.
They
just sound
better. And they could say anything and
it sounds better.
You know? Right? Like, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is going to space? This is the most ubiquitous man in television besides Ryan Seacrest. Michael Strahan, here he is talking about it.
In less than 3 weeks, on December 9th, I will be blasting off in the next Blue Origin space launch. There you go.
Yay. 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 so mad.
You're a brave man, Michael. How did this all happen?
Well, Blue Origin, they approached me and they asked if I wanted to be a crew member. And without hesitation, I said yes.
Without hesitation.
Without hesitation, everyone else said yes, too. Go. Yeah, go bye. Go. You know how ticked Kelly Ripa is right now.
Yeah. She's lighter. She'd be less for steerage and all that.
But as you recall, they had he was her partner on Kelly and
for a hot minute.
Michael. And then he left to get a big paying gig.
Yeah.
And left her in the lurch.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's, you know, slumming with Ryan Seacrest.
Okay. She's doing okay.
He's on the space, whatever.
Think they're doing
space,
okay.
You know what? We like to call it
space between.
So, it just goes up and down, right? This doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't do anything fun.
It's suborbital.
It's like an 11-minute ride.
It's just up. It's like a Disney ride.
Yeah,
exactly. You know.
So Michael Strahan gets to go on the most expensive Disney ride in all the land.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Watch
hold
my
bags. Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
The most phallic rocket of all time.
You said that, Brian. Not me.
Yep.
Everyone's saying
sure
it.
Did.
It is.
It's like a big.
Yep.
Okay.
Launch.
Usually, I ask you if you're done. I'll usually say, "Are you done?" But I'm telling you,
yeah,
you're
okay,
done.
Good.
You're done.
Hey, what it looks like.
Let's say happy birthday. Yes. Happy birthday to this sweet, sorrowful SOB.
You like to bring him up.
Pete Best. Turns 80. Does anybody have a life led that shoulda, coulda, woulda been like Pete Best?
Well, let's discuss. Now,
former?
For those who people don't know, because I have to be reminded.
He was the original drummer for the Beatles.
Yes.
Replaced when they were on the verge of stardom by Ringo Starr.
Right.
And he's had to live a life of woulda, shoulda, coulda. Listen, he turns 80 today.
He's probably had a nice life. Has he had a nice life?
I mean, it's, for the ordinary person, it's not a bad life. He's a good-looking guy.
Those Beatles were messed up. Let's be honest.
You're trying to make Pete feel better?
Yeah, they were messed up. They brought drugs, divorces.
He did lead his
new
best
documentary.
Life.
Right, exactly. So, Pete, you're good, honey.
You're the best.